Hi, I'm Bruce Maples, publisher of Forward Kentucky, and today for my Bruce's Take, I would like to begin by reading an excerpt of a speech made on the Senate floor. I will tell you who made it and when once I read the excerpt. To contemplate war is to think about the most horrible of human experiences. On this February day, as this nation stands at the brink of battle, every American on some level must be contemplating the horrors of war. Yet this chamber is, for the most part, silent, ominously, dreadfully silent. There is no debate, no discussion, no attempt to lay out for the nation the pros and cons of this particular war. There is nothing. We stand passively mute in the United States Senate, paralyzed by our own uncertainty, seemingly stunned by the sheer turmoil of events. That speech was made by Robert Byrd in 2003 on the brink of the Iraq War. I could not help but remember that phrase, "This chamber stands silent." As we look at yet another Middle East war that this administration is contemplating pulling us into, they have put massive forces in place around Iran. They are talking about airstrikes. And yet, for the most part, we hear nothing from our lawmakers. We certainly don't see very much about it in our media. And yet, if they take this action, if they strike Iran, particularly if they strike it very hard, there will be consequences for years, maybe decades, in the Middle East and around the world. The two persons, Representative Khanna and Representative Massey in the House, are trying to put a limit on this. They are bringing forth a discharge petition to get a bill heard in the House on the War Powers Act to limit President Trump's ability to do this on his own. And yet there are actually Democrats who are going to vote against it, who believe that giving Trump the power to attack Iran without congressional approval is the right thing to do. We must not be silent. We must not be like the Senate in 2003 that stood aside and let George Bush take us into a war in Iraq. We must stand up. We must speak up. We must contact our representatives. This is not a good idea. This war is a bad idea, and it will have huge implications for all of us in the future. Let us not be like the Senate chamber in 2003. Let us not be silent.